Well, if you notice, our Baptist Easter candle is not lit tonight. I guess our service forgot to do that. Which means we're going to go ahead and light it, and we got to start all over again. So, let's go. Just kidding. We'll just imagine it being lit. Throughout the liturgical year, there are those extra special Sundays that we attach a title to, like Easter Sunday, and this past Sunday was Divine Mercy Sunday. And in a few weeks, we'll be celebrating Ascension Sunday, and right after that, Pentecost Sunday. Well, today, for today, this weekend Sunday, I propose we call it Heartburn Sunday. And I don't mean the kind of heartburn that we try to relieve by popping a few Tums. This kind of heartburn, we don't want relief from. We want it instead to continue to burn in our hearts. This is the heartburn, the holy heartburn, that the two disciples of Jesus experienced on the road to Emmaus when they encountered the risen Lord. Now, prior to that encounter, they were not in a good place. They were disheartened and dejected, feeling that all hope was gone. When they were with Jesus, they had tasted what life could be like if people truly loved God and loved one another. Throughout the whole years that they had followed him, and especially on the night before he died, Jesus had revealed this life to them. Like a father gathers his children, he had gathered them all together into one family, the family of God, his Father. But now, he was gone, and the promise of that new life with him. All of our readings today serve as a reminder that so much of our faith isn't individual. It isn't solitary. It is looking out for one another, praying for one another, and praying with one another, as we do here at this Eucharistic celebration. It is communal. Look at the scriptures from Easter onward. Christ didn't appear to his followers one by one. The encounters with the resurrected Jesus all happened in groups. The two women at the tomb, the many disciples gathered in the upper room, and now the two disciples on the road to Emmaus. That meeting leads not only to communion, the breaking of the bread, but to a deepening desire, a need to spread the news to the community of the believers. The disciples who met Christ couldn't continue on their way. They couldn't just pick up where they left off on the path they had been following. They had to go back and tell others. They had to go back and tell others. So much of the resurrected story is about telling that story, spreading the word. And we see it here once again. It's a story that cannot be contained. You can't keep it to ourselves. The good news has to be shared. And it has to be that way. Our life as Catholic Christians is not only about communion, it's also about community. Too often, people forget that. We saw that at Easter, where we had hundreds of people crowded the church for all the masses. People we'd never seen before. Or if we had, it was last year. I mean, gosh, we had people out there standing in the narthex. Who is that out there? Well, where are they now? Hopefully some of them are here right now with us. Some will tell you, and this is a common excuse, I don't need to go to church to pray. I can pray at home on my own, maybe in front of the TV. That's true, you can. You can pray anywhere you want. But there is so much more to being a Christian. To miss this weekly celebration is to miss something fundamental to the faith, a sense of being part of something greater than ourselves. We all need that. Being part of the body of Christ. It's to miss the shared experience of God's grace, that same experience that compelled the two disciples at Emmaus to run back to Jerusalem and tell the others what they had encountered. This isn't something meant to be kept to ourselves again. It's meant to be lived, practiced, and prayed with others. What we have here tonight is an extraordinary gift, and it's not something we should take for granted. The church understands that, and it's one of the reasons why her timeless teaching has not changed. It is still a grave sin to intentionally choose not to go to Mass. I know those football games are very tempting, but keep in mind, you have to be here. But part of the reason for that is because of what happens here. Around this table, we encounter Christ in the breaking of the bread, just like the disciples on the way to Emmaus. And like them, our hearts too should burn within us. Not only in the breaking of the bread, but in the proclaiming of the scriptures, in all of the prayers, in the music, and in each other. Christ is present in all of these, gathering us together into one family of faith. To reject this, to walk away from it, is to reject the one who is at the center of our celebration, and that is Jesus Christ. Now, obviously, tonight I'm preaching to the choir. Y'all know why you're here. The people who need to hear this aren't necessarily the people who are here tonight. But you probably know some of those who aren't. When we leave here this evening, we need to be like the disciples who met Christ on that road. We shouldn't just walk out the door and continue on our journey like nothing happened. Something is about to happen here, something transcendent and transformative. And when it's over, we need to tell others. We need to tell it not only with words, but with our lives. We need to bring the Christ we have received here out into the world. We need to let that holy heart burn we experience here inflame the hearts of others. And we don't know if those disciples ever reached Emmaus. We don't read that in the scriptures. But we do know this much. Their travels were interrupted, and the direction of their journey was changed because of an encounter with Christ. In some way, that is every Christian's story. But it's not one we should keep to ourselves. Our faith is about communion, and it's about community. And it is meant to be shared with others.